Yes, do you have reached Amazon customer support? It's me, Peter J. How can I help you, sir? Okay, don't worry. Let me go ahead and help you with that, okay? Just hold the line for a moment.
Yeah, thank you for holding the line. Can you hear me, ma'am? Okay. Can I have your first and your last name? And how old are you right now, Sir John? What is your age at the moment? For the last verification, can I have your current zip code? Okay, just hold the line, okay, sir? All right, thank you for holding the line. Can you hear me, Sir John? Okay. So, I can see that you got a message or you got an email about some purchase on Amazon, correct? Okay, what was the message purchase of? Can you do let me know, sir? Okay. Okay. And can I have your current cell phone number that has been registered with your Amazon? I'm gonna read it back again. 541-604-2324. All right, can you hear me, sir? Okay. So I would like to ask you, sir, any of if you ever share any of your personal information to anyone in the past, sir, or have you ever disclosed any of your identity to anyone, to a known person? Okay. So the purchase that has been made, I believe that you are not the one who has been authorized the order, right? Okay, sir. So right now, as I would like to tell you right now, if you're not the one who has been purchasing the order, that means there someone has been misusing your identity and they have making that order illegally, sir. Because the order has made yesterday, and while the order has been made, we have sent a forged verification code for the confirmation order yesterday. So I would like to ask you, did you receive any verification code on your text message phone yesterday? Okay. If you have not received, that means they may have hacked your IP address of your cell phone device. That is why you may have not received any security warning. But the order has made around 6:30 to 9:30. The package, it is about to be delivered to city and state of Houston, Texas. Address is 6200 North Avenue, Apartment B, Houston, Texas. Any idea about the address, sir? Okay. So I would like to tell you that there are two illegal bank accounts that has been created. As I can see that, it seems very suspicious. The account that has been used is Bank of America and Navy Federal Credit Union, sir. So I would like to ask you, any of these bank accounts that are you using or you have been linked with the Amazon or not? Okay. If you're not using any one of these bank accounts, then I would like you to ask you that there are three bank accounts another, but the bank account is not been linked with the Amazon. That is Chase, Wells Fargo, and TD, sir. So any of these three are you banking with or you don't? Has this bank account, as I can see that it is a very suspicious bank that has been used because it has been accessed from multiple locations, Houston, Texas, California, and New Mexico. So this account has been having a several checking and several savings account and a business account too. So has the situation the case of an identification theft? I have to forward the information to the FTC. And while I'm transferring the call, they will be, asking for some of your basic information. So I have to forward your official statement over here so they can make sure that you are not involved in any of these activities. So I would like to ask you, sir, your Chase Bank, you are having both the checking and the saving or just the checking account, sir? Okay. And any credit card or debit card that you are using right now or you don't? Okay, so the purchase of the order is more than 1,000, and for the illegal transaction that has been made for a different state is about more than 10,000 of transaction wire transfer. So right now has this is illegal activities, and there are settings of having the automatic, daily basis of purchase that has been set up on the cell phone that everyone that has been ordering the software for an Apple ID for making the antivirus clean on the cell phone. So there is a suspicious too. So I would like to ask you right now, as for these transactions, I have to stop this automatic transaction to make sure the account does not go debited with your personal bank. So I would like to ask you just for your rough an idea to make sure that you are not involved on these money laundering activities. Can you do let me know, sir, on your Chase Bank checking saving, what will be the approximate balance that you may are having right now on your saving and checking, sir? Just for your rough an idea. So I would like you to just grab yourself a piece of paper and a pen so I can give your case number and I can forward the information to the FTC. Can you just grab yourself a pen and a paper? This is the FTC case number that I'm going to give you right now. You have to forward, meanwhile, the FTC calls you up. You need, if they ask you, you need to give them the case number. It's DC7010. Yeah, 7010. Okay. And again, for your last, yeah, for the last verification, that is correct, sir. And for the last verification again, can you just read it back me your cell phone number again? No, the one that you just, okay. Just hold the line, sir. Let me just forward the information to the FTC and I'll get back to you. Hold the line, okay?